This one is the parable of the lamp under the bowl. And this one actually shows up in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. One of the few that does. So let's start with Matthew. And we'll find this parable in chapter 5. And this is a part of the Sermon on the Mount. Several of these are. And it comes shortly after the Beatitudes. We'll start at verse 14 and end at verse 16. And then go into Mark, and then we'll read Luke. In Luke, this parable shows up multiple times also, and we'll go over that when we get to that book. So let's start with Matthew chapter 5, verses 14. Jesus is speaking, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Okay. In Mark, we find the same parable of the lamp under a bowl in Mark chapter 4. And okay, I'm going to add a little bit. This is Mark chapter 4, 21. The parable really ends at 22, but I'm going to read through 25. So Mark chapter 4, verses 21 to 25. "And he was saying to them, 'A lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put out on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.' And he was saying to them, 'Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has, shall be taken away from him.'" All right, so we turn to see more of this parable in Luke chapter 8 and 11. Let's see. In chapter 8, I'll also add a bit. The parable is really here in verses 16 and 17, but I will read through to verse 21. So Luke chapter 8, verses 16 to 21, Jesus is speaking. "Now, no one after lighting a lamp covers it over with a container, nor puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand, so that those who come in may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not become evident. For anything secret, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. So take care how you listen. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him." And his mother and brother came to him, and they were unable to get to him because of the crowd. And it was reported to him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." All right, one more instance in chapter 11. This is a recurrence of saying something similar, though it is of a different instance. This is this parable comes up again when Jesus warns of people looking for signs, and he replies that they will only be given the sign of Jonah. And he says in verse, sorry, he says in chapter 11, verse 30, for just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. So this is him giving his warning and, you know, almost not having a satisfactory answer, knowing he's not giving a satisfactory answer for people who want to prove that he is God. And we see then in a couple verses the parable coming up again, and Jesus is speaking here in verse 33, and I'll read to 36. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it away in a cellar, nor under a basket, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. The eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, your whole body also is full of light. But when it is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Then watch out that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light with no dark part in it, it will be wholly illumined, as when the lamp illumines you with its rays.